Solitude is, yes, being alone, but adding God into the mix. In prayer, maybe with a promise that he has, something like that. Second, you might have heard that solitude means emptying your mind. Have you ever heard that one before, that you got to get rid of everything in your mind? It comes from Eastern religion. And in fact, it's seeped into the secular world today, and it's common to think that practicing solitude is just emptying your mind of what's inside. Buddhism teaches this, by the way. Think of Buddhism and the state of nirvana. Maybe you've heard of that before. But what that teaching basically means is getting to the end goal of nirvana means that you've emptied your mind of everything inside. Buddhism teaches that there are three poisons. Number one is greed. So you got to get rid of the desire to have more objects and to buy more and more. That's a good thing. We'd all agree that's a fine thing. The number two poison is to get rid of all hatred in Buddhism. That's a good thing, to free our thoughts of hatred or malice toward any individual or any group. That's a good thing. The third thing is to rid yourself of any ignorance in Buddhism, so any delusional thinking, to let your mind go from there. And in this process, you're ridding yourself of any feelings or emotions, and you get to a point where there's nothing inside your mind. Are you relaxed right now, now that I've explained how Buddhism works? Christianity actually teaches the exact opposite. Solitude is about filling our mind. Filling our minds with the right things. God gave you a wonderful mind, a creative mind, that can have wonderful things inside, that can build up the truths of this world. Think of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says this, brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever is noble, whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is praiseworthy or excellent, think about these things. Solitude for Christians is the opposite of Buddhism, which says, empty your mind of everything. Christianity and Jesus says, fill your mind with the things of God. Finally, you may have heard, or you may think, that solitude means that you're going to be unproductive in life. Isn't that why we don't practice solitude to begin with? We say such things as, I'm not going to take time out and be solitude because I've got so many things to do. I've got a schedule to keep. I can't do that, and so we don't practice solitude. But my friends, isn't the opposite true? Well, we're actually unproductive because we work too much. We're unproductive because we're distracted. Actually, there was a study by Career Builder in which they asked employers about their employees and how they're doing with their productivity. You know what they found? 75% of employers say that their employees waste 3 or more hours with distractions in their workday. 50% said they spent even more than that, 4 hours on their workday, just filled with distractions. Solitude actually means that we can be more productive in our life. Jesus once put it this way, John chapter 14, verse 5. He said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If any person remains in me and I in him, they will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That word remain can mean abide or to rest in Jesus. We are productive because we have solitude with Jesus, not because we work on our own. That's totally flipped and the opposite of what we hear today. It's very much like a marathon runner. They say a marathon runner is not the most productive when they're running and training. It's actually when their muscles are at rest and the muscles are binding, getting ready for the training exercise ahead. Solitude as a Christian allows us to build the spiritual muscles so that we can be productive with what God's going to give us in the week ahead.